I saw you recently on Live with Kelly and Michael pranking people at Disney World, which was hilarious.
Thanks.
Do Florida audiences give you a lot of material? It seems like we're the butt of a lot of jokes.
I don't find Florida much different than any other place in America. You know, I feel kind of at home in Florida. It was the only place. I grew up in Toronto, Canada, and it was the only place we ever vacationed.
Tell me about that. Where did your family go, and what kind of things did you do?
I think we did regular things. You know, we just went to the beach and hung out at Disney World, and the first week Disney World opened, and I was going to Miami or South Florida, and we used to drive down, so I drove through all of Florida in the 60s. You know, I'm an old guy, so I've been around for a long time.
Have you taken your kids to Disney? I know they're older now. Do you go as a family at all?
Always. My daughter, who's getting married in July, is a Disney freak. In fact, I just talked her out of having her wedding there. That's been her dream, and I refused to have the wedding there. Well, I actually refused to dress as King Triton.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. I was going to ask, why would you talk her out of her dream?
Because I didn't want to wear a fin.
A what?
King Triton. Do you not know the character?
Oh, right.
He was like a merman. Merman.
Right.
So I didn't want to wear a fin.
Okay.
All right. I want to wear pants for my own daughter's wedding. Is that too much to ask?
Fair enough. And I'm guessing you're probably footing some of the bill, so you may have the right to wear pants.
I'm wearing the pants at this wedding. Yeah.
I have to ask you about some of your game shows, Take It All and Deal or No Deal. People love game shows. It's like we never get tired of them. What do you think it is about watching other people either win or lose tons of money and prizes that just never gets old?
Well, it's relatable television, you know. You sit there and watch other people's dreams come true or think what you would do or answer the questions or just get mad at TV. Very visceral television, very easy television.
Right. Were you a big game show fan growing up?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. And then when they approached me with Deal or No Deal, I didn't want to do it. And I said no 3 times. And then my wife said, you idiot, take the deal. And I did. And I love it now.
Wow. Okay. Now, how do you think you would have done on a show like America's Got Talent? Do you wish it had been around when you were starting out?
Absolutely. There was no place for me starting out to get exposure to 15 million people. You know, you don't have to win our show to be a superstar. You know, somebody like Jackie Evancho, which is that 10-year-old operatic phenom, she did not win. So to pluck somebody out of obscurity and we find them on YouTube and then all of a sudden they're performing in front of millions of people is amazing.
Does part of you resent that because you put in all the work and the blood and sweat in the comedy clubs?
Absolutely
coming up?
Absolutely not. No. Thrilled. I'm thrilled to be part of it. I'm thrilled to be there. I love watching it. It kind of pertains to the previous question in the sense of why do you like to watch game shows? To watch somebody's life change forever or to watch, it's just exciting. I love it. No.
Do people still ask you to do voices?
I always do voices, yeah. Bobby's World is part of the live show. And
can I talk to Bobby?
What do you want to know?
Bobby, I want to know why Howie Mandel has given over control of his YouTube channel to his son Alex. Does he really trust him that much?
You know, you got to keep it in the family.
Okay, can you bring Howie back?
No. This is actually my voice. I just put this on so people don't make fun of me.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but
all right, well, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.